Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us... 3:05 is close to 3. Every week, Thursday at 3 o'clock, is Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer. Shiel, now, the rumor is, since we don't have you on video this time, only on the phone, the rumor is your picks have been so bad you don't want to show your face on WIP anymore.
That's right. Every week that I get an Eagles game wrong, I think there will be an additional penalty. So I think the one this week is I can't show my face. I would have had to wear a mask. It's embarrassing, but maybe we bounce back this week.
What are we looking at? 2-6?
1-5.
1-5.
And it's getting to the point where at the end of the season, we might need to have a press conference to discuss if Shiel should be back in 2026.
Yeah. Well, I'll be the Dombrowski. I'll say, we'll see if he can be an elite picker next year. I don't know. I don't know about Shiel. You know, time will only tell. All right, Shiel, here's what I'm going to do to you. I asked Jordan Mailata, he's on with us every week. And I asked him a different version of this first question first, and I want to see how you respond to it. I asked you, seeing what you've seen from the Eagles, to give us a reason to be optimistic, something that they are doing well, what would your response be?
Something that the Eagles are doing. You know, these tricky questions, Spike, you usually give me a heads up on.
Sorry. All I ask you is literally one thing that the football team is doing well that can give us a reason
to
be
optimistic.
It's hard
to come up with something.
All right. One thing that the Eagles football, I think defensively they can still cover for the most part, aside from maybe one cornerback position. So I think I had to stretch there. Because you know what? They do a lot of things. I do think it's important to say, like, they are not one of the worst teams in the NFL. You know, they are, like, every category you look at, they are sort of mediocre. It's not where we want them to be, but they're not one of these teams that's, like, a complete dumpster fire. So there were things I could have told you that, you know, all right, the pass pro is okay at times, you know, they do. But I do think the coverage in the secondary, you know, if Quinyon Mitchell is healthy, if you don't have to blitz Zach Bond as much, I still think that that has generally been a strength and can be a bigger strength for this team if they get guys healthier on defense.
Just, you know, Jordan struggled a little bit as well.
That's the hardest question you've asked me in however many years we've been doing.
So let's go back to the offense, then we'll get to the defense. So, you know, one thing that has been successful, we were talking about this, Ike and I, in the pre-show meeting. One thing that has been successful for the Eagles in previous years is RPO stuff offensively, and they've done some of that this year. However, one noticeable change, at least in the last few games, is that Jalen has not been running really at all. And for that kind of play to work, he needs to be a threat there. Is there anything that you see that the defense is doing that is making it more difficult for Jalen to take off and run the ball like he has in previous years?
No, not at all. I think that's one that it feels like it's more on the Eagles' end of it. I don't know if they came into this season saying, we want Jalen Hurts healthy in the playoffs. We want him to be healthy for a 17-game season, and so we're not going to run him as much, and we want to take care of his body here. But I actually think that's going to be the biggest change we see starting this weekend against the Vikings. I think they had the mini bye, they're self-scouting, and you look at it in the past, and like you said, Jalen Hurts has been a big part of the running game. I mean, he's averaging, I think, a career low in rushing yards so far this season. And, you know, they called one early last week, and he kind of bounced it outside and he got tackled for a loss. But I think they need to lean into the things they do well, and that is one of the things they've done well. That's one of the things that's made them hard to defend. So, yeah, I think they're going to spread it out more. I think they're going to run more RPOs, and I think they're just going to run more designed runs for Jalen Hurts, the quarterback draws, the inside runs, because even if they wanted to save him, you're at the point now where you need answers on offense, and that to me feels like the easiest change they can make.
I'm wondering, Shiel, or one of my concerns would be the offensive line and how good or not they've been this year, particularly in the run blocking game. I think once they start playing better in that aspect of the game, I think this offense will at least start to form somewhat of a better identity of what they really can be. So I guess my question to you is, how far away are we from this offensive line, I don't know, playing at a level in which, I mean, we are rushing for almost 80 yards less, fewer than what we rushed for last year per game. That's almost hard to do.
Yeah, it's like to Spike's original question. You need something to hang your hat on. You know, all right, even if other things aren't working, what's the one thing we feel is pretty reliable week to week? And you're absolutely right. I mean, Saquon Barkley is getting hit behind the line of scrimmage at a ridiculous rate, you know, where a lot of these runs, he doesn't have a chance. And, you know, you look at all the runs, and some of them are on the offensive line, specifically the interior, I don't think has played particularly well. And then you look at others and you say, well, the tight end, are the coaches, you know, asking the tight end to block Abdul Carter on this run? And if Dallas Goedert gets pushed back 3 yards into the backfield and it's a tackle for loss, is that Dallas Goedert's fault or is that the coach's fault for putting him in that position? So I think schematically there are things they need to do to be less predictable, to put these guys in better positions to succeed as well. But there's no doubt. We saw it last year. We saw it, going back to 2022, that when they get the run game going, it makes everything else so easier for this team, and they just haven't gotten the run game. I mean, Saquon Barkley doesn't have a single run of 20 yards this year. Last year, he averaged one of those per game, you know? So it is a huge, huge difference for this offense.
Chris Sims mentioned I'll put aside to his comment about whether Jalen is allowing them to change the offense or not. But one thing he did mention is that when Nick Sirianni was in Indianapolis, he thought they did have answers and it was creative. And I went back and I looked and he had three quarterbacks in 3 years. But aside from the Jacoby Brissett year, it was a pretty effective throwing offense with Andrew Luck and with Philip Rivers. So I guess I can't really get from point A to point B with him not doing that anymore without thinking about the quarterback and why he may be designing the offense differently than he did back then.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. They've had a bunch of different offensive coordinators, and at no point have we seen them do something like drastically different where you're saying, hey, they're going under center and running play action. They're using bootlegs and getting Jalen Hurts on the move here. And so, yeah, I think that probably is a thing that Jalen Hurts has stuff he's comfortable with. And by the way, that's not unique to him. That's it. You know, sure. A lot of quarterbacks in the NFL, Joe Burrow, for instance, he doesn't like going under center and doing play action and turning his back to the line of scrimmage. So that is the preference for some quarterbacks. Now, I would say, you know, you would want to get to a place where you say, hey, Jalen, I know this isn't your preference right now, but trust us. We can get, you know, if we do some of these things, you might not be comfortable right away, but it's really going to help the offense and it's going to open up a lot of things for us. And we all want to win games here. So let's go ahead and do that. Now, the time for those conversations would have been the off season and training camp. You know, I don't think you can overhaul everything in the middle of a season, but yeah, I think there are a lot of preferences here. There's Jalen Hurts' preferences. There's Nick Sirianni's preferences. What is Kevin Petullo calling during the course of the game, the sequencing of it? So there's kind of, I don't want to say a lot of cooks in the kitchen. I mean, it's not dissimilar to other teams, but whatever the recipe is right now, obviously it's not working.
So when I asked you to give us something that they're doing well, you sort of a half-assed said they can kind of cover okay. What is the, as constructed, let's say they don't add any players, but let's say, you know, Quinyon Mitchell is playing and Jalen Carter is playing as well. Now that you've seen them for six games, what do you think the peak, you know, efficiency, the peak level this defense can play at? Do you still think it? I remember we talked before the season, you said top five. Do you still think it could be that if they don't make any significant changes from a personnel standpoint?
Yeah, I would probably bump that down a little bit, but I would say top 10. I mean, you know, I think you look at teams in the NFL, like not every team is like, oh, we love all of our cornerbacks. I mean, that's rare. Usually you have someone out there where you're like, all right, we got to get by with this player, one of the cornerback positions. So if Quinyon Mitchell's healthy, if Cooper DeJean's healthy, I mean, it was like 2 weeks ago where it felt like these were two of the best defensive backs in the entire NFL, and I don't think they've gotten worse significantly, so I still trust those guys. I think Bond and Campbell, you still could have the two best cover linebacker, you know, the best linebacker duo in terms of coverage in the NFL. My concern right now is with the pass rush in a big way. I think they've got 9 sacks in 6 games, and it's not like they're impacting the quarterback a lot. And what Vic Fangio is telling us is that he doesn't necessarily trust the pass rush because he's blitzing way more than he did last year. And so that's the concern to me, where I came into the season saying, hey, the pass rush could still be pretty good. You know, maybe a guy like Jalik Hunt or Nolan Smith emerges. Maybe Moro Ojomo steps in and plays a bigger role and is really good. And you kind of haven't seen those things happen. Now, Jalen Carter's injury is a big factor there because he makes everyone's life easier. But, yeah, I think if Carter gets healthy, we could still be talking about this as a very good defense the rest of the way.
So, you know, we mentioned earlier your record as far as predictions this year is 1-5. It's yeah. You know, I had somebody else on yesterday and I said, give me one good thing about Shiel Kapadia's predictions, and they couldn't come up with anything. So Eagles Vikings on Sunday, give it to us.
All right. So, you know, I was walking around Philadelphia today and I saw the faces of my fellow citizens, and I want to do everyone a solid here. So because my picks have been so bad, I feel like you will boo me if I pick the Eagles. And so I'm going to go the other way here.
Oh, wow. There you go.
And pick the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to do everyone a favor. Listen, a few weeks ago I said I'm not picking against the Eagles until they lose. Well, now I'm going the other way. I'm not picking the Eagles until they win, because there's a team, you know, this was so ugly last Thursday night that I have to say I can't pick them to win this football game. So I think Brian Flores presents a lot of challenges, and I just need to see the Eagles prove it to me that they've got some answers. So I will go Minnesota Vikings 23, Eagles 20 in this game.
Well, Shiel, you should know that me picking against the Eagles last year ended up spurring a winning streak and ended up as a Super Bowl. I ended up having to pick against them every week.
Yep.
So the thing here, though, is if the Eagles win now, you're going to have to pick against them.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Okay. I will take one for the team, and I'll be on video, and you can post the clip of me picking against the Eagles all the way to the Super Bowl, just because I love the Eagles fans so much.
There you go. There you go. Shiel Kapadia, get all his work on The Ringer and the Ringer Philly Special podcast as well. Thank you, Shiel.
Talk to you guys, brother. Next week.
There he is, Shiel Kapadia, 215-592-9494.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Get to the phones right after Ike tells you about meat.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby. Fall is upon us, and that means tailgating and Eagles football. That's right. Fire up your grill with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from Dietz and Watson. Be the hit of your barbecue or a tailgate with game day essentials like hot dogs, sausages, meats, and, of course, artisan cheeses from Dietz and Watson. And don't forget about the high-protein Dietz nuts. Meat snacks, perfect for snacking on the go. Dietz and Watson premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939. Check them out online at dietzandwatson.com for a retailer near you. And remember, go Birds.
I was about to say remember because you just said remember. Imagine if I had told you previous to the season that after six games, the Eagles would be 4-2. And I would ask both Sheil Kapadia and Jordan Mailata to tell me at least one thing that the Eagles are doing well. And they would both stumble. Sheil said it's the most difficult question I've asked him in the year and a half that I've been back on the show asking him questions. And Jordan sounded like I had stunned him with a question. Yeah. This is a weird season.
And because I've heard you ask the question twice already, I'm prepared in case it gets thrown at me.
Well, I'm throwing it at Mayock.
Yeah, well.
At 4 o'clock.
I'm just going with red zone.
Yes. Red zone's the one.
That's all I got is red zone.
Red zone.
But even that feels like it's when they're in the 1 yard line. That's when the red zone's great.
But I think they've only been in the red zone once and not scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
I think so.
That was
so far
the Denver
year.
Game. The Denver game, yeah.
215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, birthday boy. What's poppin', Jackie, baby? Happy Thursday.
What's up, Yoshi?
My dude, hey, forget Shill. Spike, we want you to do what he just did for the rest of the season.
Pick against him?
Right,
I can do that. I'll pick against him tomorrow. I'll pick against him tomorrow.
Yeah, he's not going to have a problem doing that.
Put it in the bag now, brother. I want it right now. Start now, man. I love you, but start it up right now.
Well, I don't make my pick until Friday, but I will make a pick, and I will pick against the Eagles to try to spur them to victory, and if it works, hopefully we have the same success.
I'm going to take that as right now. I'm going to take that as right now. Hey, man, what's the name? Hey, as far as baseball, pitches and catches, February 12, 118 more days of shame, baby. Let's go.
We're already counting down the pitches and catches?
Yeah. Yeah, I threw it at L.A. yesterday. It didn't seem like he found it all that funny. But that is the baseball season so long that by the time it's over, it is almost starting again. I do think, Yosh, and I will give you your full time, I think we are major changes. They're not going to trade Bryce Harper. They're not going to trade Chris. But I think we will see notable changes in the Phillies this year compared to next year. I think we will. There will be changes. They're not going. There are players they can't do anything with. Trey Turner, they're not trading. Bryce Harper, they're not trading. Those sorts of things. But I do think we will see changes between this year and next year for the Phillies. I think they're at least going to try to. We'll see if it happens, but I think they will.
We'll see. Hey, now that I got that out of the way, my call mainly today is for Isaiah. Hey.
Wow.
Up there looking like casual money. Good God almighty. Go ahead. You look like something going down later on. I'm telling you right now, boy. I'm happy for you. Be happy for me tomorrow. Know what I'm talking about? Carolina born, Cincinnati built. Michigan State product. Go green. Go white.
You make me smile. You make me smile ear to ear, Yosh. Ear to ear,
hey,
man.
Let's keep on smiling, man. Hey, NFL product now, boy. 280 tackles. 6.5 sacks. 7 forced fumbles.
He's going out stats.
Barbecue, baby. I'm trying to big you up. Hey, you want the biggest name between the lines, but you definitely our unsung hero, baby.
I appreciate it.
Out.
Yes, sir.
Teams, defense. Great teammate, pro bowler, did all the dirty work to help the great team make them runs they made.
That's right.
Now you're the voice of Philly. Sports radio integrity. You ain't the flashiest, brother, but you always be and always will be a star in our heart. And with all that said, I just want to end it like this. Hey, Rice, give me my neck roll. Happy birthday, baby. Love y'all cats. Holler back now.
Love you, Yosh. Appreciate it.
What a tribute.
It's always the most embarrassing day of the year.
Oh, yeah. Did you see?
That's the most embarrassing day of the year.
Justin from Tennessee sent us yesterday a photo of, we were talking about the movie Cocoon the other day.
Yeah.
Wilford Brimley was 50 in the movie Cocoon. And he sent a picture of what Wilford Brimley looked like at 50.
Yeah.
And All I can tell you is that it'll make you feel good when you look in the mirror, knowing what Wilford Brimley looked like at 50.
I gotta find it.
We are ahead. I can say this: you, sir, are ahead of Wilford Brimley where he was at 50. That is what I'd like to say.
Different times, right?
Different times.
50 did look much older back then.
Way older. I hope that's not, you know, because now we are, I used to be, when I started in radio, I was young. And for a while, you're the young guy until you wake up one day.
Yeah, you're right.
And I look around the station, not just in programming, but in sales.
Sure, everybody's, station, everything.
Everybody's 8 years old.
Oh, dude.
I hope I don't look like Wilford Brimley to them. I got to walk around with a picture of Wilford Brimley in cocoon and say, does this look the same to you?
Is this me?
Jack, do you look at us like Wilford Brimley?
No.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, appreciate that.
All right. Two.
You guys look like he's still in your 40s.
Oh, I am still in my 40s.
Well, barely.
That's true.
That is true.
215-592-9494. We've been talking about what
I'll
Dave.
Take 40s.
Yeah, sure.
I'll take that.
We've been talking about what Dave Dombrowski said today in his hour-long press conference. He did talk about Nick Castellanos and his future and his season this year. We will play you what Dave Dombrowski said next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.